This is A2 topic 5.2. Describe the structure of chloroplasts in their relation to their role in photosynthesis. So from AS, you remember that the chloroplasts are small, green pigmented structures only found in plant cells. They are double membrane. You need to remember that, and you should recall that the double membrane is a result of their endosymbiotic ancestry. Okay, they're believed to have been absorbed or ingested by cells that then didn't go on to digest them properly and just acquired them to be able to use their autotrophic capabilities. Inside the chloroplast are structures called thylakoids, membrane-bound structures. They may be stacked up one on top of each other, in which case we refer to that as a granum, or they may be long, flat structures called lamellae. They lie in a fluid referred to as the stroma, and the inside of the thylakoid is termed the lumen. Okay. The double membrane structure holds all the reactants in one place so that they can be used for photosynthesis. The high surface area of these grana is good because the membrane itself contains all the pigments that are needed for photosynthesis. So the more membranes you have, the more photosynthesis can take place. Okay. The structure of the thylakoids themselves, the membrane contains a number of structures, molecules combined together called photosystems. So these are the pigments and other proteins that are involved in photosynthetic reactions. There's also molecules involved in the electron transport chain and ATP synthetase or ATP synthase. Doesn't really matter for the sake of this which one you refer to it as. The function of the electron transport chain is to take energy from excited electrons, use that to pump protons into the lumen of the thylakoid, and then they diffuse back through from high concentration gradient to low concentration of protons down an electrochemical gradient. This is referred to as chemiosmosis, and the energy that the protons lose generates ATP. We'll look at that in a little more detail. Chlorophyll itself, there are two molecules, chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B. They absorb at slightly different wavelengths. Plants are green because chlorophyll reflects the green light. Chlorophyll A reflects slightly into the bluey turquoise region. Chlorophyll B, it's a little yellower. And they absorb the blue and red wavelengths. Okay, so that's what plants use to photosynthesize. So you should be recalling that when you're looking at photosynthesis, remember that the green light's never used. So you're never going to be able to use 100% of all the light that is shone on a plant unless you're restricting your experiment perhaps to just red and blue light wavelengths. Okay. The photosystem 1 is usually found on the intergranal lamellae, but photosystem 2 can be found on the grana themselves.